Thank you and good morning. Four people remain wanted by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office in connection with the murder of 35-year-old Jeffrey Settler, who was killed at his remote property near Laytonville earlier this month. Two men who were listed as suspects have turned themselves in, including the man accused of actually killing Settler, Zach Wooster. He was convinced by a deputy U.S. Marshal to turn himself in on November 14th, 3 days after the murder. Last week, a second man turned himself in to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, 23-year-old Gary Fitzgerald. Warrants remain active for four others, Gary Blank III, Michael Kane, Freddie Gastel, and an unidentified black man. An additional person who was named as a person of interest, Amanda Wiest, has been cleared of any suspicion related to the matter. In fact, investigators have determined that Wiest was a victim in the incident and had been kidnapped by the suspects along with a 4-year-old child. Those other suspects remain at large. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 31-year-old Anthony Lux, who abducted his 4-year-old daughter from a Eureka home on Sunday night. The reporting party, who had legal custody of 4-year-old Allison Shirey, was in a different room in her Hillside Court residence when Lux took her from the home. Deputies discovered that Lux had taken a ride from Hillside Court to St. Joseph's Hospital. However, there were no records of him checking in, and his whereabouts are unknown. Law enforcement believe Lux has ties to Alder Point, McKinleyville, Chico, as well as Siskiyou County, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. $3 per pound. That's the agreed-on price for a pound of crabs as local crab fishermen prepare for the opening of the commercial crab season on Thursday. Crab fishermen in Humboldt and Del Norte counties saw the season nearly wiped out a year ago after elevated levels of domoic acid kept fisheries closed through spring. The problem with elevated levels of domoic acid, a neurotoxin that can be harmful to humans who consume the affected crab, remains, however, and about a 120-mile stretch of ocean from Humboldt Bay to Point Reyes in Marin County remains closed. There are limits to the north as well, as fishermen based in southern Oregon face a ban on crab fishing from the state border to Tillamook County. Testing on crab off the Oregon coast will be done this week and regularly thereafter to monitor the acid levels, but it remains unclear when the commercial season will open in Oregon and Washington. The National Weather Service reports that much of the region received as much as 4 inches of rain over the holiday weekend. The heavier rainfall totals were recorded inland, and southern Humboldt was particularly wet, with some locations at elevation getting nearly 5 inches. In Eureka, the rainfall total for Thanksgiving 2016 was just under 3 inches, with more rain forecasted through Thursday. Since October 1st, Humboldt County has gotten more than 17 inches of rain, far above normal for the annual average. The Weather Service has also issued a high surf advisory for today, as 20 to 24-foot rollers wash up on local beaches. Visitors to docks, jetties, and local beaches are urged to use extreme caution. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Beatles had a hit when they asked if you would still need me when I'm 64. And for many residents of Humboldt County, that same question will be asked now that Proposition 64 has passed. Prop 64 comes on the heels of the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act that allows for the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said that the county is much more prepared for the implementation of Prop 64 than the state.
The state has quite a lot of work still to do. But they always said that. I mean, with the Proposition 64, that's not going to affect really in terms of licensing until 2018. They're giving themselves time to work on it.
Local officials have used the Medical Marijuana Act to craft local regulations related to water use, land use, zoning issues, and permitting. And Fennell said that any county regulations related to Prop 64 will build on that work.
Proposition 64, as far as the county is concerned, is just kind of an addendum, really, to the MCRSA. We already put all the zoning in place and all of that. So this is just an expansion of that, if you will. It will just say some people are going to be growing for medical and some will be growing for recreational.
You can listen to Supervisor Estelle Fennell talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.